All right. 2 hours later, pour for the course, wow. And I am not sure what episode we are on, but
we're
we are sitting
blind.
Here at the Bear Swamp Swingers Club Golf Barn, and we are sipping on our third pour of bourbon tonight, and we've played at least 9 holes, so boys,
we're looking at
I don't
short,
really care
we're
what
at
we
at
talking
a short-sighted
about.
Bunker shot.
Yeah. It is about bedtime, boys.
It is about that time. Arkansas is up 76-68 on Kentucky, and John Calipari is trying to get his revenge. So, anyways, guys.
We started about lunchtime getting this thing ready to go.
It's probably going to be a juice talk episode,
I think it was
right?
brunch.
Short.
Yep.
Short form.
Well, let's start there then.
Are we talking Brandon Preserve and shorties?
Let's give the listeners a little bit of insight as to what just occurred over the last 2 hours. We decided
I just
to get
whooped
together at Matt's
the
barn.
Out of Matt Farr in golf,
and
it was not even close.
We've invested into this podcast so much with blood, sweat, and tears, and finally got the equipment to be able to do this on our own. And it took us forever to get this whole thing figured out. And we knew what the problem was, that it was like a setting or a button that we needed to click. And by sheer luck, we just restarted GarageBand and poof, here we are, we're recording.
Yeah, I mean, like anything else, you just restart it or you unplug it and replug
power
it in
off.
And you're good to go,
man.
But for those who are curious, we arrived here, you know, about 7:30 in the evening, hit a few golf balls, and we're staring down the barrel at 11 p.m. right now, so
hey, listen, great things, okay, one must endure.
We didn't kick off doing this until about 9:15, though.
So. Okay, so it's been 2 hours.
So you could get home by
good
11.
Work.
Yeah. You're going to bed in 5 minutes, right?
Roughly.
Well, okay, now that we got the technical difficulties worked out, what have we been drinking tonight?
We don't know.
Well, we didn't know. Well.
Well,
I mean,
we can
did
talk about what we've had. I mean, Tommy,
we
you
did,
brought some good stuff for us.
I did. We could start there.
We got a strange
got
mix,
a touch on
I would
it,
say.
Know?
Okay, sure. Yeah, I mean...
Tommy, what'd you bring us?
I had a rye sampler from the cabinet this evening. Consisted of a Bardstown Bourbon Company single barrel Origin Series rye, which I find to be quite good.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious.
And also a Old Forester single barrel strength rye, which I also enjoy.
I did not get to try that one, but I had the Bardstown one, and it was phenomenal. So I
liked the Bardstown one better, but the Old Forester was pretty solid, too.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll echo that. All in on the Bardstown. Really good.
Do you want to give any ratings for that? I would lead with a 3.75. That's where I'm at on that. And that for me is pretty darn good for a rye.
It's a strong start.
So
I think I'm 3.25. It's like
it's
if
fair.
I saw it, I'd probably put it on my shelf. I think it's really good.
Yeah, if I saw that bottle, I'd buy it. Right. I'm 3.75 plus. Like it's trending north of that, but that's where I'd rank it right now.
Yeah, same. That specific one, as they're all single barrels and different, I'd be 3.75, maybe a 4, depending on the evening, depending on what we had around it. But you know, for the Bardstown rye is always a fascinating one for me, because for like a 95.5 rye, like it's not kind of that prototypical, you know, kind of spice, or, you know, there certainly is, but I think with that cherry wood finishing stave that they've got in those finishing barrels, you get a lot of cherry, a little bit of fruit. Like it for a 95.5 rye, it drinks much closer to a, you know, bourbon level sweetness than most ryes that I tend to have.
Yeah,
it was great. Yeah, I agree.
And for that specific one, it feels like it's amped up a little bit.
I love it.
Dave brought sweet wheat.
Yeah, Dave, what do you got to say?
Matt.
It's an average bourbon. I mean, it's good.
Oh, the sweet wheat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. All right. Like, it's a fine bourbon.
I feel like we've been trashing, you know, 1792 sweet wheat tonight, you know?
No, we're not trashing. We're just, you know, for the price you pay, you expect a little bit better than that. And I think...
We haven't been giving it credit because of what it's going up against tonight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's probably not, like, terrible, but it's definitely suffering because of its competition.
I mean, we all kind of had talked previously and rated it in the, you know, 2.5, 2.75, 3 range.
Yep.
And, you know, I think typically what's our stereotypical 3? Is it like a standard Buffalo Trace?
Yeah.
Right around that, yeah.
Which, for the record, when I was in the grocery store today in Ohio, it's no longer allocated.
Really?
Really?
I did pick one up on, that makes sense. On Friday.
I see there so were a much bunch of them. Special, Weller Special, and Buffalo Trace on the shelf just all the time.
But it's standard crazy. Buffalo Trace no longer allocated in Ohio. They, when I walked in to the liquor store today, they said, we've got a box there by the counter, and we've got a bunch on the shelf, no longer allocated. Buy as many as you like.
Dang.
So
the wife is going to be so happy.
Crazy I don't times. Know. You know, it seems like a good sign for, you know, the consumer.
Yeah,
as
for
it,
sure.
As it relates to bourbon. We'll see if the remainder of the Buffalo Trace portfolio goes back to, you know, what it was 8 to 10 years ago and, you know, is findable. Who knows? But they've certainly been pumping out a lot of bourbon there in Frankfort, Kentucky.
Hooray.
I love it. What do you guys think of the blind tonight? I brought the blind. This is an unopened bottle from the collection. So I am not sure how long this one's been in their collection, but
it's,
I think under 1 year. It's very unique.
It's exactly the way I describe it. I'm like, I'm kind of digging it.
The smell, the word I use was provocative.
The smell doesn't match the taste for me.
I don't like
me.
That description. I agree.
I like,
but I'm digging the smell quite a bit.
Yeah, I love it.
But that doesn't mean I don't like the taste. It's just,
So do you get more spice than the smell makes you think? Like, I was expecting a much sweeter bourbon.
Yeah, like the nose, I do smell some pepper in there. But, like, it doesn't, I'm not confused on the pepper or the heat of, like, is it a bourbon or is it a rye from the smell versus the taste? But, like, more of, like, the complexities where I'm thinking the taste is going to be with the nose. The nose smells like it's got a lot going on, which is nice.
So do you think bourbon or rye?
I think bourbon, but I'm probably way off in left field. And I'm not saying that because it's not complex, it doesn't taste good. Like, it tastes great. It's just, it's short-lived. It doesn't linger on the palate.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of short-lived, but it's not, there's not like an orange flavor, but there's some sort of like bright citrus that I'm getting. Maybe like a lemon, but again, not super complex. Got a hint of pepper on the nose, but I'm not really getting much pepper on the palate. I'm still figuring it out. Still trying to figure it out.
Can I read you someone else's review of the nose of this bourbon? Wonderful fruit medley with upfront red berries, freshly peeled oranges, apricots, and candied apples, followed by honey drizzled baked bread, honey, and rye spice, then leading up to sweet oak, toffee, and hints of tobacco. The first thing I would say
that's
is...
That's the nose, just the nose.
That's just the smell.
That's just the smell.
Someone give this man a raise.
Yeah.
You know, how are you getting all that? Because I'm getting awesome.
Chat GPT, baby.
Chat GPT, baby. Yeah.
Deep Seek.
Yeah. But they do reiterate on the palate, sweet red berries, oranges, and candied apples with some baking spices and some rye spice.
See, I get more of the baking spice and rye spice than I do sweet candied apple. on the.
Yeah, I don't get any of the apple, but I get the red berries
more. So yeah, I guess that lemon, like orangey lemon, probably is the apple to me.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, thoughts?
I tend to agree. My glass is empty, so I'm going off of memory here. But
do you want more?
Took a while to set this up.
I'm all right. My recollection was kind of the first sip I got some of that sweetness up front, and then it kind of evolved into the, you know, that rye spice that you're talking about. And then subsequent sips, I think I got a little bit of that citrus. I was trying to figure out the note that I was getting.
Tommy, your comments are important, but the absurdity of that reverse layup by that Arkansas insane. Player was insane.
We're watching the Arkansas and Kentucky game, and goodness gracious.
John Calipari's return to Rep Arena.
Yeah.
So. You mean somebody made something that wasn't a three in this game?
Yeah, dude. 20 seconds left in the
Good. It's not looking good for the Wildcats.
85-73, and that kid just, I thought he was going to slam
that
it.
That was dirty.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, this might turn into a perfect evening. Golf, bourbon, Duke beating Carolina, and Kentucky losing. I mean, what else could you wish for? So, anyways, apologies. Tommy.
A non-Kansas City Eagles Super Bowl?
Well, obviously. Yeah. Everybody except Matt Farr would prefer that.
Not rooting for that.
Yeah.
The rim.
And also Matt Farr would prefer that they be playing the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, probably.
Commanders.
Probably.
Washington Commanders.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
To everyone I just offended, all 12 of you, I'm sorry.
The ones of people that we just offended. Yeah. Anyways, Tommy.
We have to guess proof and all that stuff? Or did we interrupt Tommy's review?
No, you're good.
We did, but
he
says that we're good.
We're
He's
also good.
Carry on.
So.
Yeah. Dave already guessed the proof.
It was memory anyways.
Between 118 and 123. That was
124.
Okay, sorry.
Get myself
I actually like that guess, Dave. I'm going to say like 120, 122.
Okay.
I'm going 113.
Wow. You guys are pretty darn good tonight. It's 118. So, yeah.
Crushed it.
Yeah, you guys did crush it tonight.
I still am like 100% convinced it's a rye, and if it's not, then I mean that's fine.
I mean, it could be, Dave. You might be right. It could be.
I get that sweet taste first, and then I just get a heavy spice afterwards,
The reason why I say you could be right is like you can either be tasting the true rye, or you could just be tasting the heat from 118.
That's absolutely,
Like, if he told me it was E.H. Taylor rye barrel proof, I wouldn't be surprised. If he told me it was E.H. Taylor barrel proof, I'd be like, yeah, it's great, too. Like,
see, my...
I don't have that bottle.
Yeah. my head, when I tried it, went to a Four Roses barrel strength.
Okay.
But when Matt pulled up a review of it online and was reading it off, I was like, well, those are all single barrels. Like, now I don't know what to think. So, but that was my initial reaction.
Yeah.
A heavier rye one.
You guys want the reveal? Do we want to guess the distillery? Give a rating?
Should we give rating first before we?
Yeah.
No.
Just give a rating.
Product?
Yeah.
You want to start?
Sure. I call me nuts, but I feel like I undervalued Bardstown. I'm going to give this a 3.752. I like it.
It's really good.
I like the fruits and the complexity slowly revealing itself, so I maybe feel a little stupid saying there wasn't much complexity on the palate because over time, over time, I'm starting to taste it.
You're coming down after your frustration of not being able to set up the
audio visual, the ones and the twos really took the attention away from the palate. No, I like it a lot. 3.75. I think it's great.
Do you have a distillery guess?
Tough.
you know, I don't think we've had one person on any of our episodes guess the correct distillery, so maybe we need to stop asking this question. But
not without some hints. I think we got there with some hints. But
no, okay. I'll go, I don't know, just shoot from the hip because I'm guessing the guy, Michter's.
Okay, all right.
That's all I got.
It's not Michter's.
Yeah.
That's not meant to make you feel bad.
I'm just saying I didn't want anybody else. I'm just going to guess Michter's. So why not?
Yeah.
I was between a 3.25 and 3.5. I think I'm probably more towards the 3.5. I like it as much, if not more, than the Bardstown. And I mean, the Bardstown was great. Something Heaven Hill. Like, is it finished at all?
It is finished.
Okay.
It is not Heaven Hill.
All right.
I told Matt earlier I've got like 5 Elijah Craig single barrel or barrel proof bottles, and I was like, I can't give these guys.
That's what Elijah Craig barrel proof bottle. I was like, maybe it's like a toasted barrel rye or something like that. But
yeah, it is also not a rye.
All right. Yeah.
So
I'm probably right there with you guys. I had 3.5 in my head. I'm the opposite. I think the Bardstown I prefer, but this is still very good. Good mix of sweetness and spice. My Four Roses guess is obviously out the window with the finished aspect of it.
But the spices, I like that guess because of the spices, because you do get a little bit of that with Four Roses.
I'm with you. I feel like I'd pick Bardstown above this, but I'm not saying this is bad.
No, I feel like
I undervalued Bardstown and would have bumped it up to like a 4.
Yeah.
I think if I would have had Bardstown now, I might prefer Bardstown over this one. Like, I feel like it was just a, you know.
Sure. But this is really good, and that's why I was like, at 3.75, I don't want to like mix the two up. They're different because I didn't think this was a rye either, and just felt like it was a little more complex, higher proof bourbon or whiskey.
I'll go Penelope.
Ooh, good guess, but no sir,
but not correct.
So yeah, but no, I mean that is a very good guess. This right here will give it away. All right, this is a blend of 24-year-old Canadian whiskey, 22-year-old Scottish whiskey, 17-year-old Canadian whiskey, 17-year-old Canadian rye, and then a blend of 17-year-old Tennessee and Indiana bourbon. Who does this kind of stuff?
It's got to be barrel then.
Yeah.
Barrel.
I was going to say the scotch throws me for a loop. I didn't realize there was a barrel
That's
product
crazy.
That mixed and scotch in there.
It was finished in champagne casks.
That's wild, man.
What is this one?
So this is the so we're all familiar with Take, okay, the bourbon, you know, dude, I guess. This is his Infinite Chapter 2 bottle. It's 118 proof, and it was $130, and basically you just get it through his email system. So I got selected for one of these surveys or whatever. You know, hey, you've earned the privilege to spend too much money on a bottle of bourbon.
Love it.
Sure. it's been on the shelf for about, according to this guy, about 6 months. And yeah, it's got a 17-year age statement because that's the youngest bourbon in it.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I like it.
I've never had anything finished in champagne cask. So that's where
that's
like all the fruitiness is coming from,
Makes
I think.
Sense.
So, but the rye, like coming, you know, I mean, there's...
Does it say percentages?
Lemon and apple makes sense with champagne.
They do not give percentages. But it does say, so... let's see here. I had a good note on this, but... yeah, I lost my note. Sorry about that. Bad radio. But... yeah, it was. I mean, the smell immediately, like, I was biased, obviously, because I knew that it was finished in champagne casks.
Yeah.
But when I smelled it, I was like, oh, man, this makes sense. You know, like, to me, it made sense because it had a champagne smell to it. Huh.
Totally.
Initially. Huh. But I don't know. It's also really good. Like, I've had some of these barrel products that are finished in, like, rum casks. I mean, I remember Colin brought one finished in rum casks, and I was like, man, dude, this is like insanely weird. You know, it was really good because it was so different, but it was very, very odd. This one tastes more like a bourbon than I think some of the other products I've had from Barrel that are severely blended and finished. So, bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Dude, thank you. Yeah, that was absolutely awesome.
Ended up being a great bottle. I haven't opened it until tonight. So
yeah,
pretty excited.
How much for it?
I paid $130.
Yeah, I'll pay you $50 for it. Take it off your hands.
What'd you say earlier, Tommy? Sell high, buy.
Yeah, that's right.
No, buy high, sell low.
Yeah, buy high, sell low.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Oh man, yeah. I tried to pick something unique. You know. Mm-hmm. I thought about legitimately just doing, you know, pulling a Tommy and just pouring you guys all some Blantons, just seeing what kind of discussion we got. But I was like, I can't.
We'd all be like 275, yeah. Like, you know.
And I just picked up Buffalo Trace on Friday, and I was like, what if I just did Buffalo Trace?
I love it.
I would love Buffalo Trace. I know. It's delicious.
Yeah. But if everybody was handing out fours, we'd have some problems. So,
but it'd be the truth. It would. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole reason I did that the last time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was
which Buffalo Trace ranked the highest, right?
It did. Yeah. But when we first rated all of them, like they were all getting fours, and like when we did Buffalo Trace, E.H. Taylor, Eagle Rare,
Weller
Special. Like, we rated them all, like, fours and 4.25s, and I was like, no, that's wildly not correct based on all of the ratings for all the other bottles we've done. So I was like, all right, we're going to do it blind. And they were all, like, 2.5, 2.75, 3.
Yep.
3.5.
Yeah.
And, you know, the blind aspect of things is interesting because... On one hand, it's truly truly what is the liquid and do I enjoy it? You know, absent everything else.
Yep.
Which is a good way to do it. But there's also the aspect of like having that special bottle and that label, like
you're hyped for it.
There's an experience factor that goes into it.
Yeah.
Sometimes that, you know, it may or may not be the best bottle in the world, or, you know, blind, it might get a 3, but, you know, there's something special about it or a story behind it or, you know, the whatever it is that bumps that rating up a little bit. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking about that the other day when I was just like, man, you know, like Blanton's is just, it's just cool. You know, I mean, like, it has a cool X factor. It's a fun bottle to open. It's like a weird-shaped bottle. It's got the horse on top. It's got, like, just a unique topper. And, like, when you taste it, yeah, it's good. Like, it's really good bourbon, but it's not, like, knock your socks off bourbon.
Right.
You know, so.
Straight from the barrel is, though.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's just, like, some sort of an experience, like what Tommy's talking about, right? I mean, I think, like, that's the weird thing about. I love the barrel products because they seem to be very unique and they're like an experiment every time you buy one. But there's also like big risk involved because you might be spending $100 on a bottle that you're like, wow, that's underwhelming.
Yeah.
Right. So my thing about this bottle tonight is like, I'm really surprised you guys all guessed the proof so accurately because I think this drink's way smoother than an almost 120 proof bourbon.
When you
threw out 118 to 123, I was like, holy cow, I mean, he's dead
he's like
on.
Dead.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
I think we're all getting like to this point where we're like, if there's like a significant amount of flavor, like we feel like it might be a higher proof
that
versus like you taste the sweet wheat, like it's, what was the proof? 91. It was like.
Really?
Yeah. It was, I mean, super low and it's like, it's fine. But I'm like, man, the flavor is just not, it doesn't present itself in the way that this does. And I feel like at this point, we're all used to, if it's got a lot of flavor, probably some sort of barrel proof or like higher proof point type product. So
I mean, I think it's great.
Thank you, man.
Sweet.
Yeah, appreciate it. Absolutely. All right.
Cheers.
It'll end up being a Juice Talk episode.
That's okay.
Sweet.
Slash a technical difficulties episode. So,
sorry, we got to figure it out now.
Yeah, thanks to everybody for enduring. We finally got those magical letters on the mixer that say PC. So pour for the course, out.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.